say you're taking all the...
Sure, and a person can't hear, he's what?
He's deaf, that's me, I'm deaf, you found that out.
No, you're not deaf, if you were deaf, I wouldn't be able to talk to you. A person, on a hot day, he might what?
What?
On a hot day, a person might...
He might push foul, yeah.
All right, another...
Sweat. All right. Sweat.
Either way.
Push foul.
All right. And a person gets a large sore on his hand, you know, that has to be lanced. What do you call that?
You talking about a carbuncle?
Something like a carbuncle, except this thing has a core in it.
It has a core, you say?
Yeah. It has a... It's a large...
Rosin, you talking about?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, what is the... What do you call that stuff inside of a...
It's pus.
All right. And if a person has a bad infection in his hand, you might say his hand did what? It
swollen up?
Yeah. You'd say, a wasp stung me yesterday and my hand really... That's the right word. Now, how would you use it there? A wasp stung me and my hand really...
Swollen up?
Right. And a person is shot with a... revolver, you know, and suffers a bullet what?
Bullet wound.
All right. And you don't hear so much about this anymore, but in the past, when a wound didn't heal right, or a sore didn't heal right, and sometimes there was some flesh around the side that had to be cut away. Remember what that was called?
And they call that proud place.
Right. Yes, that's right. And this is something that you put on a sore. It's a disinfectant.
A salve?
Yeah, kind of. This is something that burns.
Hmm?
They don't use it as much today as they used to, but it really burns.
A burns, a blister.
Now, this is something that does burn when you put it on.
It's the liniment?
No, it's just the kind. It's not mercurochrome, but it's something like that, only it burns, whereas mercurochrome didn't burn. Okay, this is something they put in salt, too.
I don't know what salt
does. Iodine or iodine?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, what about it?
How do you pronounce it?
How do I call it?
Yeah.
I call it iodine.
All right, and how about that you take...